Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
And just like that, let her rip, Eric Kane. Thank you, sir. Back in the Budweiser studios, the giant wheel that takes up 92% of the board. Eric Kane, I'm impressed how you do it each and every day here. Opening hour, the opening segment of hour number three, better said, and Will West for playing the game on 99.1, the Sports Animal. For our first-time listeners or refreshers, that's Who Am I? How do we play the game on TSL?
Here's how Who Am I works. We need two callers. So remember, you're getting these tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale on Friday at 10 o'clock. But today, tomorrow, Friday, you can win Five Finger Death Punch, Brantley Gilbert at Thompson Bowling Arena. We need two callers right now at 656-9900. Each contestant is going to get one person in sports that we're talking about today. You get up to five clues to guess who that person is. The contestant that can do it in the fewest number of clues going to be your big winner. Tell them about it, Ivins.
Thursday, November 11th. I don't know what you guys have got going on, but you might want to mark that off your calendar, especially if you win the game today. Will just laid it out for you. Five-figure death punch. It's going to be Brantley Gilbert. Cody Marks is joining the party as well. If you want to win them before you can buy them, no credit card needed, no waiting on hold, we have them for you right now. First two callers, Eric Kane, they got names, and they are who?
All right, so this morning we have Josh and Chris.
Josh, come on in, my man. You are numero uno, and you get to decide. Do you want Will's clues for Who Am I, or do you want my clues for Who Am I? Good morning.
Let's go with Will.
All right, Josh, are you ready to get this W, buddy?
Let's try.
All right. Birthday today. That is your category. Ooh. Birthday today. I was born in Angola, New York in 1969. I am 53 years of age.
Okay.
Clue number two. I was the third overall pick in the 1992 NBA draft by Minnesota.
Next.
Clue number three. I was the only college player on the Dream Team in 1992.
Magic Johnson?
It is not Magic Johnson. Clue number three, or clue number four. My number 32 was retired by Duke. Duke player played on the Dream Team. Drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves in 1992.
Christian Laettner?
It is Christian Laettner.
Very nice job, done, Josh.
You got it in four.
Christopher, come on in, man. What's up? It's Tyler. Hey, don't get upset that you got me, because I have a feeling that you might do quite well today, all right?
Ivins is very concerned that his question's too easy. I would be too.
I heard it at the break, and I was like, bro, you can't run with that. And he said, no, I got it. So
I was talking to John about the Dodgers, because that's what we do, is talk about the Dodgers. And so I didn't catch what the clues were, so we'll see how it goes.
Chris, are you ready? Do you have confidence in me? Just say yes, and we'll get rolling.
Yes, sir.
All right, my friend. Now I feel like it is too easy to think about it out loud. All right, today's category is, with it being August 17th, famous athletes who are known for wearing uniform number 17. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
I was born August 20th, 1973 in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'll be 49 on Saturday. Clue number two. I own the D1 baseball record for consecutive scoreless innings at 47.
Consecutive scoreless innings.
He's a D1 baseball player from Knoxville, and he still owns the record for 47 consecutive innings pitched without giving up a run.
Next.
Clue number three. I was the 2000 National League batting champion.
Todd Helton.
It is Todd Helton. Very nicely done. Wow. Okay. When I said Knoxville at that age, 17, I thought it was a dead giveaway. But you know what? You had room to spare, Chris, and that's a W for you, my friend. Congratulations. Win them before you can buy them.
Thanks, sir.
Peyton Manning.
No.
Todd Helton.
I thought they tied. That's why I didn't play the music. I was looking up a tiebreaker for you guys. But, yeah, way to go, Chris. There you go.
Wait, did I miss me? Josh got in four.
Four, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's me.
Gosh, Kaner, where are you, man?
I don't
tell the plane to land,
man,
if there's not an open runway.
I don't listen to you guys. You know that.
I was
going to
say
on.
That. That's the we have one policy on the show, and that's that you only wait for the other person to stop talking so that you can talk. You don't listen to what they say.
Exactly. Clue number four, I attended Central High School. Clue number five, after playing quarterback and baseball at Tennessee, my number 17 is retired by the Rockies. What was your number five for Layton?
There was an ESPN 30 for 30 about how much fans hate me.
Still one of the, in my opinion, top five all time.
Was it? Okay.
I hate Christian Leighton.
Mike and the Bad Dog was my favorite. Two Bills was my second favorite. Yeah. Third was Broke.
Pony Express is up there for me.
Yeah.
SMU Hammer.
And I would say you're right. Probably five is I Hate Christian Leighton.
Christian Leighton is very good.
My favorite, I forgot the name of the point guard back in the early 90s with Duke, but my favorite part of that documentary was how he would just roll the ball in on the
Bobby
out of bounds.
Hurley? Bobby Hurley, yeah.
And it'd make him so mad to come all the way back and get it.
Bobby Hurley was so good.
I mean, let's be honest. What a jerk.
Yeah, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
And he owns it.
Yeah.
You know what? Okay, I need to do more searching of interviews. I would love to hear what some of the big guys on that Dream Team thought of Leighton.
Am I wrong about Leighton that like Leighton in they played against each other. Leighton was better than Shaq. No, in the NBA,
Leighton was better than Shaq.
He was better than Shaq when they played against each other in college.
Okay,
Leighton was good. He was not great. He was good. He was 18-9, somewhere around that, almost 20-10, and all of a sudden, Leighton grows his hair out, starts wearing tie-dye, gets real relaxed, and he's not as good at basketball anymore.
I wonder
Christian
what
Leighton,
happened
why
there.
Are you hanging out with Bill
yeah,
Walton every chance
say,
you get?
I was going to say, was there a little electric lettuce involved in that or not?
Hey, before
you know
all
what?
That, he had
electric
the shot.
Electric lettuce, great reference. I haven't heard that in a minute.
Before that, he had the shot at the elbow, baby, to beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
The Elite Eight.
I haven't heard about that. Where can
Dude,
I find that
later,
shot?
Later was good. Later was really good.
It might be on YouTube. I'm not sure.
Okay, by the way, you know what? You know,
which, you know what?
There's only
guys,
one time I've ever saw Leighton not be good, and that's when I picked the Timberwolves in NBA Jam. He couldn't get a jumper to save his life in NBA Jam.
It was after the lettuce started.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mentioned those two guys. Most underrated basketball player, NBA player in my lifetime is Shaq. People don't realize how good Shaq was.
See, and that's hard for me to believe.
Pay attention to.
So we're only separated by, what, 6 years in age? All I've ever known Shaq is to be excellent.
I just don't think when people look back on it. So here's what gets me. I watched it be Shaq, Batman, Kobe, Robin. When people talk about who's a top five player, nobody mentions Shaq.
Yeah. Do the Lakers have as much success?
Game now.
Do the Lakers have as much success with just Kobe if Shaq's never in the fold?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
See, I agree.
And
but
if Shaq went somewhere else, they'd have done what the Lakers did.
In your opinion,
not that Kobe's not great, wasn't great.
In your opinion, if they end up beating the Rockets in that 94 series, excuse me, the 95 series, you think Shaq stays in Orlando?
Yeah, probably.
Do we ever know Shaq is a Laker?
Probably not.
Shaq is a Miami Heat member, all that stuff that he went through?
No. Eventually, the noted former Boston Celtic, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's funny because I only think of Shaq in his days with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, and maybe the Phoenix Suns.
You know, that's what's crazy. People are just like, you know, because when LeBron and Shaq played with each other, they're like, what are you talking about? When Shaq and LeBron
played.
Hey, by the way, I was trying to think the other day. This actually did come up in a road trip conversation. Can you name all the teams Shaq ever played for? Do you remember Phoenix Suns, Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, I do remember Phoenix.
So I just want to go on eBay
Orlando,
and see how many.
LA, Boston, Cleveland, Phoenix. Is there another one?
Say it one more time.
Orlando, LA, Boston, Miami. Phoenix, Cleveland, Miami. Yeah,
so seven.
Miami, yeah.
Let's go on eBay and see how many Shaquille O'Neal jerseys we could just rack up. You have one for every day of the week. 656-9900. That's where you can text us as well. That on the Stanley Fitzen and Gate hotline if you want to get involved. Will West coming up. Conversations from ESPN. Some of the quarterbacks Tennessee might face this
also,
year. There's some intriguing things when it comes to the Volunteers' 12-game schedule.
We're seeing, after so many people have picked Tennessee to go 9-3 and go to the Citrus Bowl this year, we're seeing a lot of people over this last 2 weeks that are picking one particular SEC East team to finish ahead of Tennessee this year that we might not have expected.
That's called a tease in our industry. We'll have it for you in the next 6 minutes. Not only that, Kevin Frazier set to join us at the bottom of the hour for Start, Bitch, Cut. He's going to be able to tell us himself, how is it that Frazier's is in the middle of their biggest year ever in the 70-year history? Will West, they've been servicing Knoxville since 1953, and it's been 2022 that has been the hottest year, and right now you can take advantage of that during the summer sizzler sale here at Frazier's Carpet
That's
One.
That's right, Frazier's Carpet One right now. Awesome savings on hundreds of thousands of square feet of in-stock carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, ceramic, so much more. Kevin Frazier told us before we went on the air, almost 1 million square feet of flooring that's in stock. And literally everything in stock is on sale right now. Plus, no money down, free financing for 18 months. If you're even thinking about new flooring, now's the time to call Frazier's. 546-4850 to come to you. They make it easy. Free in-home estimate, in-home shopping. The prices are fantastic. In a world right now where everything is more expensive than it was pre-COVID, we got our flooring done right before COVID.
There you go.
It's cheaper right now than what I paid for it a couple of years ago. And you can get that right now at Frazier's Carbon One, and they come to you with the free estimate. The installation process is incredible, and total install price to total install price, they will beat the big box store prices regardless of the special they're running.
Hey, Kaner, how about an update? A Buddy Greg RV and Motorhomes update. A lot more to get into before 9 a.m. this morning, and it's happened from Frazier's Carpet 1. Eric Kane, Will West, Tyler Ivins, 99.1, the Sports Animal.
Tennessee basketball picked up its second commit for the cycle of 2023. Four-star guard Freddie DeLoyne. DeLoyne, a native of Fayetteville, North Carolina. 6'5", 195 pounds. Chose the Volunteers over Virginia, NC State, Wake Forest, and others. Jets quarterback Zach Wilson's knee surgery to repair a meniscus tear and a bone bruise was a success. The expected recovery timeline still sits between 2 and 4 weeks. Baseball scoreboard, the Braves blanked the Mets 5-0. The Cubs outlasted the Nationals 7-5 in extras. The Phillies stomped the Reds 11-4. The Yankee slide continues. The Rays win again 3-1. New York has now lost 11 of their last 13 games. Day 15, storylines around the SEC entering the new football season. That's coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Will West, just when I thought it was August 17th, it's March 17th.
Yeah, I thought it was Will's Wednesday playlist. Who put this on Will's Wednesday playlist?
It is literally on the playlist.
Breaking news. McDonald's is serving the Shamrock Shake 365 days a year.
Wait, are they really?
No, but it would be awesome.
It would be rad if they did.
Quickly, what needs to be on the menu
365? That is going to be an HR violation that I will commit in about 47 minutes when I get back to the station.
I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
No. Eric, I trust you that you handle your business and you didn't put that on the playlist. When I find out who did, you ever see that? We talked about Goodfellas. You ever see that when Joe Pesci takes the pen? No, I'm just kidding. De Niro takes the old rotary phone and just bashes the guy's head in with it and just says, give him money. Give him bleeping money.
Remember earlier this month, it was, what was the question about the bad guys in movies? The monsters in movies? Five burning questions?
Which horror movie icon could you last the longest with?
I don't know if he's considered an icon, but if you want somebody else who I know I'd survive with, I'm taking the little guys. So if I can beat up Chucky the doll, I think I can take on the actual evil leprechaun.
The leprechaun?
Yeah. And the leprechaun. Yeah, like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Trying to chase me for a pot of gold and stuff, like that movie. Jennifer Aniston was in the first one.
Shout out to Jennifer Aniston pre-nose job.
Yeah. What's up, dude? Ooh, good movie. Big fan of that movie. Big fan of when people are taking a peek at Tennessee and the outlook for this season. Will West, ESPN, on the other hand, though, they have the Volunteers listed in two of the must-see games in the SEC this year. They give Cedric Tillman a little bit of love, but there is some area concern if you're a Tennessee fan, how Adam Rittenberg and some of the others, Chris Lowe and some of the other writers at ESPN, how they view Tennessee in 2022.
ESPN did their SEC preview, and it's, start going through everything, and nothing really stands out. It's kind of the same things that we've been talking about for a while, and then one thing jumped all kinds of out at me.
Yep.
And that was their power rankings for the SEC coming into the season. I'm not saying they're dead wrong, because we've seen the coaches poll come out. We've seen the AP poll come out, and they have it the same way. Alabama's 1, Georgia 2, A&M 3, Arkansas 4.
Interesting.
Kentucky 5, Tennessee 6.
I'm sorry?
Kentucky 5, Tennessee 6.
So what I'm hearing out of all this noise, Sporting News, Athlon, CBS, Fox, ESPN, Tennessee's 12-game schedule is coming down to one game, and it's Tennessee-Kentucky.
Yeah, it's not coming down to one game, because you could lose to South Carolina, you could lose to Pitt, you could beat Alabama,
the pecking
or Georgia.
Order in the SEC East, or how that's, the bowl game scenarios play out, it's Kentucky,
Tennessee. That's how a lot of people are predicting this, is that Tennessee-Kentucky, the winner's 9-3, the loser's 8-4, and a lot of people are saying Kentucky's going to win that one. I just look at it from, at some point, football's football. And that's just my thesis is that's just a bad matchup for Kentucky. And, like, for Tennessee, there are other people that have Alabama's a bad matchup for Tennessee. They are similarly dynamic offensively,
right?
Better defensively. They can control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, and that's tough to do no matter how fast you go to score a lot. And to score consistently when you don't control the line of scrimmage. So that's the thing that I look at with – with this that just makes me think that it's very, very difficult for me to look at Kentucky as a team that I'm just picking to beat Tennessee without something that I can't quantify. Turnover, something like that.
Just right.
X's and O's perspective.
Absolutely.
Tennessee has the advantage. I watched Tennessee beat them last year, so there's an advantage there. So that's why I would say that I would roll with them, with Tennessee to win that game until I see Kentucky beat them. And the game's here when they beat them in Lexington last year.
Do you believe that similar approach like they had last year in the game? No special teams defense. You brought it up one. Do you think they can play the foot race with Tennessee again this year? Because usually when you have a Josh Heupel team forcing another team to play out of their comfort zone, usually that's pro Josh Heupel. Maybe that's just what I'm getting at is all throughout the months, the recaps of last year's postgame. Will, you said pretty much in the last 14, 15 months, you don't want to know how I know Josh Heupel or Tennessee's going to have Kentucky's number because they're getting Mark Stoops out of his comfort zone, and that's never going to bode well for Kentucky. Wait, is that a similar suit, I guess,
to
22?
I didn't expect him to do what he did last year. I did not.
Will Levis do Will Levis things and get crazy?
Just I'm going to go throw the ball 45 times, 50 times. Nobody expected that. And it was brilliant. Honestly, it was probably the best coaching move I saw anybody do last year was Mark Stoops realize, I can't beat Tennessee's offense by saying I'm going to win with ball control and defense and special teams. Okay. I ain't playing Beamer ball and beating a team with that kind of offense. So he got away from it, which is brilliant. And it didn't work out for him for the win, but they were close. I just don't believe, again, watching last year, I mentioned it before, Levis threw the ball 30 times or more. Not 40, 50, like a lot of schools do now. Levis threw the ball 30 times or more 4 times last year. One of those games was a Tennessee game. That includes the bowl game.
That's a heck of a nugget.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot considering 30's a very small number.
I would have thought it would have been significantly lower. So that's why I just brought it up.
I mean, you're running 70 plays a game. You know
ball
what I mean?
Ball control.
So you're running that much more. So or limit the number of snaps the other team gets.
Yeah.
I just have a hard time. Also, Stoops is that guy that likes to set his defense up and like a chessboard. And so I just think that it's a bad matchup for them. And if they do it now, Tennessee's going to see it coming.
Right.
So that's part of why. Look, maybe Will Levis isn't worthy of a top five pick in the NFL draft. Right now, I just look at this and say, I have a hard time believing Kentucky's going to finish ahead of Tennessee, although Kentucky does have an easier schedule than Tennessee. And maybe someone they think Tennessee's going to trip up somewhere down the line. Quick note, Mark Stoops, good as the job as he's done at Kentucky, and as bad as Tennessee's been lately. Good note from Lowe and them here. Stoops 2-7 against Tennessee.
Good nugget. Let me stay with this conversation for the next 2 minutes before we bring Kevin Frazier in for Start, Pitch, Cut. Do you believe this will be the final time we see Tennessee go up against Mark Stoops? Just future. Look at the kind of the back and forth between Calipari, that athletic department, and Mark Stoops. It just seems like that Mark Stoops is getting pretty fed up with being a 10-win coach year in and year out. And it just seems like they have to continue to deal with a lot of this background noise of what Kentucky basketball is doing. Yeah. I guess it's a little bit more of a tidbit of what's happening.
I don't think so. I think that Stoops he's there. I think he wants to stay there. I also don't know who's got money that can go get him. I don't know. Yeah, but who has money? I know you're doing the Tomahawk chop right now.
If they don't go get Prime from Jackson State.
They ain't got money. So, and Kentucky's going to make $40 to $50 million per year more on television rights than Florida State will.
Okay. Will Levis, second best quarterback Tennessee going to face this year?
No.
Bryce Young's one.
No.
Okay. Jaden Daniels?
Somebody, or Slovis, or somebody.
Slovis?
Yeah, or Spencer Rattler, or, okay. Yeah. I don't think Will Levis is a top five quarterback in the SEC.
Gosh, Kentucky's been such an enigma to me.
The idea that he would be a top five pick is crazy to me because I don't think he's a top five quarterback.
Exactly. That's why Kentucky's such an enigma. I just don't understand where all these 9-3 projections are coming from.
I don't think he's a bad one. Well, because that offensive line he's going to have figured out. That front seven's going to be tight.
Right.
The secondary's going to be well coached. That dude can coach, man. So, I mean, I ain't saying you got to like him, but that dude can flat coach. Mark Stoops can.
That's Will West, Tyler Ivins. Frazier's Carpet One is where you can find us. You don't have to GPS it. We'll help you. 4501 Western Avenue. And you know what's happening right now. It's the Summer Sizzler Sale. You want to learn more about how right now Frazier's Carpet One is in the middle of their biggest year ever? Why don't we have the man come tell us himself? That's Kevin Frazier. He joins us next for Start Bench Cut here on the starting lineup. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. 99.1 on your FM dial. You can flip over to the AM side of things on 990. And also worldwide at 991thesportsanimal.com as we close in. Well, as of today, 15 days until it's football time.
Goodness.
In Tennessee. I got another number for you. We go from 15 to 70. 70 years they've been serving Knoxville here at Frazier's Carpet One. That began back in 1953. We got Kevin Frazier joining us now. Hey, Kevin, true or false? Right now, Frazier's is in the middle of their biggest year yet.
Well, I have to just pause and say, I saw the genius there, Tyler, in that segue. What a genius. From 15 to 7. You see that, Will?
Yeah, I did.
I was watching Tyler walking around, saw the tree.
Yeah, it took a little while. Took a little while to put the bat together.
I tried. It's like, you know.
Things do take a little while.
If I was a quarterback, that ball wouldn't get out of my hand fast enough.
He went to Central. So,
why?
You know what I mean?
Why?
The math is.
That's a low-hanging pinata. Like, what are you doing?
The math is a little tough there.
I mean, all I can say is that, like, that's Josh Ward-esque segue right
there,
Tyler.
It was.
You know what?
Josh
He's the most professional
segue.
Guy we have in that building, so I'll take
well, that's
that.
Not
Thank
true.
You.
John Wilkerson is. Okay. So, everyone knows
okay.
that.
Okay.
Everyone knows that. Okay. Right now, though, you.
Yeah, 70 years, you're correct. True. Best year ever. Thank you. Yeah.
You mentioned to me.
Look, what?
Almost 1 million square feet of flooring that you have in stock right now.
That is correct. We have got more in stock than we have ever had before. That's what people need. That's what our customers need right now so that we're not having to say to them we're getting back order issues. So we've just got it in stock, whether it's carpet, luxury vinyl, tile and plank, hardwood. More stock than we've ever had, which is why if it's in stock, it's on sale.
And literally everything. And I try to mention that because when we mention these prices like this, and by the way, this is a couple years ago when we got flooring. Like at a time where everything else is more expensive, these are better prices than you had a couple of years ago.
How's that possible?
When we were shopping for that. Yeah, how do you do that where you can keep prices this low at a time where, I mean, a loaf of bread's, 30% higher than it was just 8 months ago.
Well, let's just go ahead and say it. Somebody's time traveling.
Okay, Doc Brown, tell me how you're getting fuel out of trash. Yeah.
I mean, in all honesty, buying power muscle. We're stocking so much.
Right.
And so as a result of stocking so much, we're closing out stuff constantly. And we're not closing out stuff from 5 years ago. We're closing out stuff from 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And it just puts us in a position where soup to nuts, we've got you covered. Selection, price, no money down, free financing for 18 months. So give us a call.
We've been coming here for like a decade. Mm-hmm. I have never seen this much. When you talk about carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, all together, this many things that are deeply discounted all at one time. So, like we mentioned when you come here, if you're thinking about flooring, now's the time to, like, for real. If you're thinking about flooring, now really is the time to call, right?
Now's the time. 546-4850. You give us a call. One of our design sales professionals will come to you, make it easy. We'll come straight to you. Give us a call. 546-4850. We'll take care of you.
Now's the time. You just heard it there. And now it's time to get right into Start, Bench, Cut. Kevin Frazier joins us here on the starting lineup. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Logan Ward on the shift change. What do you got for us, brother?
Yeah, guys, good morning. Most competitive division in the NFL. Start, bench, cut, the AFC West, the NFC West, or the AFC North?
All right, I'm going to start with my Steelers. I'm going to say that the AFC North, it just year in, year out, especially with the Browns and the Bengals kind of constantly in play, I'm going to bench the NFC West. That's a close bench. That's real close to start for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to cut the AFC West. I just like that feels like it could wind up not being particularly competitive because you've got the Raiders and the Chargers in there. Now, I know we're all hoping the Chargers are going to be way better, and I know that Josh Ward is hoping that the Raiders
yes.
are going to be better. Yeah. So the actuarial table suggests.
For me, I look immediately at the AFC West because of the addition of Russell Wilson. I think that the Broncos immediately bring the rest of that division up to the ceiling. I know it's just preseason, but the Raiders will look good in two games this year. Now, you can beat me over the head with saying preseason. I'm a sucker for preseason games. For me, I will start the AFC West. I will bench the AFC North. To me, the NFC West this year, losing Russell Wilson and Trey Lance isn't ready in San Francisco. Kyler Murray's an overpaid quarterback. The LA Rams this year, I think. Now, here's the thing. Maybe Kevin's onto something being a complete crapshoot because if Stafford's elbow goes out, who the heck's going to win the West? I'll leave it as the cut for now because that ligament's still intact right now for the right arm of Matt Stafford.
I'm going to start the AFC West. I'm going to bench the AFC North. There's something always weird happens. It's almost never the team you expect at the beginning of the year that wins the AFC North.
Yeah.
I think the West, why I look at it as competitive, because I think it's the Chiefs, and then the next three, I have no idea who's going to get the wild card.
Right.
So really, I guess, to Kevin's point, I think the Chiefs are going to win that division by 2-3 games. But
right,
it's everything behind that that I think will be incredibly competitive. The AFC North is, you never know who's going to win it in a given year. And I'm going to cut the NFC West. I think the Niners are taking a step back with Trey Lance taking over at quarterback. And a bold prediction, Cardinals finish last in that division.
Seahawks right now want to make Drew Lock the starting quarterback. He's going to be out for 7-10 because of COVID.
Yeah.
So I guess Geno Smith's going to hold the load for the next whatever.
That's not ideal.
And that's not ideal.
No.
Which running back is most likely to have a bounce back year? Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, or Ezekiel Elliott?
So I'm going to go with the obvious choice here, which is probably going to be wrong because that's just like how many times does that wind up?
Yeah.
I think Ezekiel Elliott's the obvious choice.
I agree.
So I'm going to start Ezekiel Elliott. I'm going to bench Saquon Barkley. I'm worried about your offensive line there a little bit.
Well, it's because they can't block. That's the thing is if offensive lines didn't have to block, they'd be great.
Especially the Giants.
Yes.
And then Christian McCaffrey. I don't think McCaffrey's wheels are set up for him to be a feature back long time in the NFL.
Trust me, that tread was already getting thin when he was at Stanford. And then he gets drafted to Carolina, and Matt Rhule's like, whatever I can get left out of you, he has the right order for all the right things.
Yeah, so I'll actually start Zeke because if he really did play last year with the torn ligament, that makes a lot of sense of why he was just so slow, right? Start Zeke. I'm going to bench McCaffrey. And the reason why
Saquon looks like he's ready to just prove everybody
Saquon
wrong.
Is owning it in a way that I love to see someone own it. Yep. Also, I'm hoping maybe my sandbagging will
there it
create
is.
Blessings somewhere down the line. But McCaffrey, I read this yesterday. He met with Marshall Faulk. Marshall Faulk sought him out and said, I had the same soft tissue injuries as an undersized back that caught a lot of passes as well. This is what you need to do in your training. And I started doing it before my sixth season. Those were the best years that
we saw
ever
happened.
Had.
Yeah.
So because of that, I'll bench him. I'll cut Saquon because, again, my problem is Saquon can be incredible, but if he's getting hit a yard deep in the backfield every time he touches the ball,
right.
Fat lot of good that does him.
Today is Robert De Niro's 79th birthday. When I say mafia movie actor, who comes to mind first? De Niro, Al Pacino, or Joe Pesci?
Oh.
Did I say it right?
Pesci.
Pesci. There we go. Joe Pesci.
Goodness gracious.
But he does have a great radio voice.
He does, yes.
When he's mispronouncing Joe Pesci's last name. So this is mafia movie actor, not just actor. I'm going to start De Niro. I can't think of anybody. Also, on this one, I was like, surely I can think of somebody who's not on the list that should be, and I can't, actually. I'm going to bench Joe Pesci, and I'm going to cut Al Pacino.
And even though The Godfather, still, Pacino, I agree with you. I think he's the cut here. What do you think?
Start Pesci. Bench De Niro, cut Pacino.
I'll do the same. I have the same order that you have.
So let's just real quick. Give me a favorite De Niro or Pesci gangster movie.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is the one that comes to mind.
Yeah, that's the first thing. You know what? I didn't love Casino.
So love Casino.
And here's what's funny. My two favorite Pesci / De Niro movies are not even gangster movies or mafia movies. Raging Bull, My Cousin Vinny. But I will say this. You can't have those type of movies without Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci's the perfect one there. And then you have De Niro. How old's De Niro again?
79 today.
What?
79 years
old. Goodness gracious. Again, Casino, but good call on that. But I think that was more of Sharon Stone. She didn't do anything for me in that movie.
We dusted off a classic start bench cut the day after.
You're smoking crack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We dusted off a classic start bench cut the day after ESPN ran their 24-hour fantasy football marathon. Which guy is worst? Fantasy football guy, March Madness bracket guy, or politics guy?
Well, I have two of these three, so Phil, hope that you guys answer it differently.
Kevin, welcome to the starting line of this one. Go first.
This is a great question. I'm going to start, and it's like, which one is worst?
Yeah, exactly. The worst. Yeah. You're starting.
I'm going to start politics guy.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Politics guy, just he gets too extra fast.
Yeah.
So
also, politics guys, the thing that politics guy says is almost never accurate, I've noticed as well. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I could literally show you with a cursory Google search that what you're saying is not true.
If only we had a device that would prove that everything you just said is not accurate.
he politics guy gets conspiracy theory oriented too fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But your point about being inaccurate is why my next one is March Madness guy.
Oh, that's true.
Like everybody's,
and I am March Madness guy.
Everybody's into it, but like most March Madness guys are not really knowledgeable.
Yeah. No. Always wrong. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's why their wife always beats them in the bracket put it on the refrigerator for 4 months.
There was a stretch there where Josh Ward and I owned our office bracket pool. Mm-hmm. And then we started running our mouth and referring to it every year as the Josh and Will, the Sports 180 bracket pool that we do at here at Cumulus Media. Mm-hmm. We have not won since. So
karma, man.
The Lord humbles his servant.
Karma's a bee. And then, of course, I'm going to cut fantasy football guy. You know, fantasy football guys,
bingo.
They tend to be kind of quiet and, you know, obsessive.
Yes.
So,
yes.
They kind of do keep to themselves.
Lock ourselves in the basement, and then we just tinker with our lineup too much, and we bench the wrong
just
guys.
Just covered in Cheeto dust.
That guy right there, Kevin Frazier, copy and paste, I co-signed that.
I will say that is the right order as well. That is the right order, because you're right. I am March Madness guy, which means I'm loud and obnoxious about it. But fantasy football guy usually keeps to himself. Outside of, hey, what should I do here? Bad takes, Andy.
Yeah. Andy, I've won my league like 3 years in a row. How much free advice have you taken from us? I did it on my own. Okay, sure. Move on.
It was on this day in 1786 when Davy Crockett was born. Removing him from the conversation, who is the best human mascot in college sports? The Mountaineer, the Leprechaun, or Chief Osceola?
I'm going to start Chief Osceola. I'm going to bench the Leprechaun. And I'm going to cut the Mountaineer. And that is all from just a straight, memorable, iconic, badassery standpoint.
I'm going to start Chief Osceola. I'm going to bench the Mountaineer. I'm going to cut the Leprechaun.
Why? Because Country Road take you home to a place?
Because it looks like he's wearing tights, and that seems uncomfortable, honestly.
How many times have you looked at Chief Osceola on the sidelines and you thought, oh, man, I want to fight that guy, or man, that's annoying.
Never. No.
The Mountaineer is always.
But when he throws the spear into the thing,
it's on fire. He's on a horse.
Yeah.
Then you see the Mountaineer who's just like, let's go West Virginia, da da da. That Leprechaun's always, and it's just like, okay, get him off the screen. You all have the right order. Or, excuse me, I would say Leprechaun's the cut.
Okay.
So you will, I agree with you on your order.
Look, you cannot underestimate how iconic the Leprechaun is.
Oh, the
there's zero badassery there.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
Yes,
but this is so that's
like high socks. Like I got no time for this.
So
it's as annoying as the fan base of Notre Dame.
I have really large calves, so I just don't think I can do those tights that he's doing.
Exactly,
they're freakishly large.
Alrighty, boys. Last one. It was on this day in 1973 when Willie Mays hit his 660th and final home run of his career. Who is the greatest living outfielder of all time?
Living.
Willie Mays, Ken Griffey Jr., or Barry Bonds?
I'm going to start Willie Mays. I mean, I want to be that when I'm 90 years old. I mean, he's still energetic and outgoing.
Yep.
And so start Willie Mays, bench Ken Griffey, and I'll cut Barry Bonds because poor Barry's just always going to have a cloud.
Three of the six, me and Kevin agree.
Yeah.
I understand Barry Bonds arguably is the greatest athlete I've ever seen with Jordan
and
Brady.
With my own eyes, nobody was better than this sport, but he was dirty.
He was already great, but he wanted to be immortal. That's why he shot himself up with all those steroids. Bonds is the cut, even though he might have already been fantastic before the juice.
And so when I look at greatness, not just best, greatness is a different conversation.
Right.
So I go back to what Bonds was before he had the size 8.5 cap. So I start Mays. I think it is bench Griffey, and I think it is cut Bonds. I think Griffey was the better player to Bonds at the same time until Barry started using the juice.
Sidebar, you're a guy who knows about the nutrition and the bodybuilding. How can he even defend himself?
Just powerlifting and eating poorly. That's what I
know about. Well, then give me your opinion on this. How can Barry Bonds say, I never failed a test, I never took performance-enhancing drugs, but he went from this massive boulder of a human being to now he's doing ex-CrossFit games and all these marathons in San Francisco, and he's skinnier than me.
Yeah, they look
he's skinnier than Kevin. I mean, this guy looks like he has never, ever seen a protein bar
down. It's tough to maintain mass, but I will say, but there's a reason. Everyone says that he used it with Balco, and we know he worked with Balco.
Homeboy sat in prison for how many years for a payday?
Yep.
Goodness gracious.
But I will say, it's one of the things I don't like about baseball. Like, if I wish that Barry Bonds had played for the NFL. Then it's just,
nobody would care whatsoever.
We just don't have these discussions.
No,
I mean,
we don't.
You know, I mean, in all honesty, we're kind of like, Paul bet on the sport, but we love Paul.
Yeah, Paul's our guy, right?
And he looks good in a gold chain. And that's the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, 546-4850. You guys, you come to people with your incredible team of professionals. You make it easy, all the samples that they need, and it does make a difference to see flooring versus in the store versus under your own lighting.
Yep.
With your own cabinetry. Man, it makes a huge difference, and your team does an amazing job with that.
Thank you, Will. Give us a call, 546-4850. We'll come to you. We'll make it easy.
It's always one of the most popular segments we have. Add some juice when Kevin Frazier joins us when we're here, 4501 Western Avenue, here at Frazier's Carpet One.
All right,
let's step aside now. Riding with Ivins. We'll get you out and on time for the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. Let's go for two in a row next. You're on the starting lineup, 99.1. You're listening to The Sports Animal.
Tennessee basketball picked up its second commitment for the 2023 cycle in four-star guard Freddie DeLoyne. DeLoyne is from Fayetteville, North Carolina, stands 6'5", 195 pounds. He chose Tennessee over the likes of UConn, Alabama, and NC State. In Major League Baseball, the Braves got by the Mets 5-0. The Cubs outlasted the Nationals in extra innings 7-5. The Phillies dominated the Reds 11-4, and the Yankees slide continues as they lose to the Rays again, 3-1. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
A final segment from Frazier's Carpet One here on the starting lineup, 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tyler Ivins with Will West, short and sweet to the point. Riding with Ivins being brought to you by Tyler O'Brien and the family up in Rockwood at American Outdoor Equipment. They're your local East Tennessee Branson dealers offering a wide selection of Branson tractors suitable for any need, situation, and terrain. You can find them online this morning. Go check them out for yourself. That's at AmericanOutdoorEquipment.com. Will, it's a 12:35 first pitch up at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Going to be a hot one today between the Phillies and the Reds. Nick Lodolo going up against Ranger Suarez. Short and sweet, two lefties. One of the bandboxes in baseball that gives up some of the most home runs per season. And these two guys, I think, are going to have difficulties on a hot day keeping this from being a launching pad today. Quick, short, your play for Wednesday, August 17th. Give me the over 8.5 today between the Reds and the Phillies in Cincinnati.
And remember, for Summer Sizzler Sale going on right now at Frazier's, the biggest year ever in their 70-year history, and they're celebrating it with you. If it's in stock, it's on sale. No money down, free financing for 18 months. 546-4850 for Frazier's Carpet One.
Bump it up, partner. For Eric Kane, for Logan Ward, for Chris Bernard, for everybody behind the board right now, taking us to the finish line. That's Will. I'm Tyler. Thank you to Kevin Frazier and his staff at Frazier's Carpet One. The handoff now complete. We're giving it to Eric Ainge and Brian Rice. EA and the Brian Rice Show next here on the starting lineup, or I should say on 99.1, The Sports Animal. Enjoy your Wednesday.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.